Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So today's focus is, how do you move from your potential and turn it into performance? And there's many ways to look at this, but that's the title today, From Potential to Performance, The Science of Transformational Growth. I deal a lot with science, and that's my background, that's my training, psychology, emotional intelligence, neuroscience, biochemistry, neurobiology, all of that kind of wrapped together. I think it's important to understand that the more we look at the science behind who we are, how our brains work, the better we can understand how to leverage that to create an advantage for ourselves. Now, that advantage doesn't mean at the cost of other people. It can very simply be our advantage in life, our advantage in the workplace. So one of the key areas that I'm hyper-focused on right now is, what is transformational growth and how does it work? How does it come together and become transformational, not just another training or another learning experience or something like that? Embedded in that word transformational is the ability to transform for the long term, which means you're developing lifetime skills, things that will stick with you, learning that will help you, will support your success and your satisfaction in life for years and years to come. Some learning experiences are interesting, some are helpful. But the ones that truly change people, both personally and professionally, share a set of powerful elements that go beyond simple training. Whether it's in a mastermind format, a coaching group, or other developmental formats, the following elements are critical to create the conditions for lasting transformation. And I'm going to dive into those elements here in a minute. But first, let me share a story with you. I've been working with a group going through a massive organizational change. Everything from ownership to their roles to the way they operate is changing. Now, during this change journey, we have identified many areas of needed transformation. I use the term transformation on purpose. We want permanent transformation, not temporary change. Many consultants and coaches would be focused primarily on systems or processes. Changes are needed in these areas, that's for sure. But the reality is that without a mindset and a skill transformation in the individual team members and leaders, no system or process change is going to be successful. Because guess who carries out those systems, those processes, and makes those changes? It's people. And they have to buy into that. When it comes down to it, people are the key to making the needed transformation. And we cannot assume everyone knows what to do or how to do it that will actually align with the desired outcomes. This is where I come in. This organization needs each team member to experience a personal transformation. That transformation means leaving some things behind while building new skills and new competencies. The pathway to do this is unique for each person, but has a foundation in four elements that have proven to be successful in getting transformational results. Now, whether you're an individual investing in your own development and transformation, whether you're an owner of an organization investing in the transformation of your people, I think it's very important to understand what those risks are and what's at stake. What are the good outcomes? What are the rewards from doing that? Organizations see a $7 return on investment per dollar spent on leadership development. I don't know anywhere else that you can get a 700% return on your investment. But the reality of this is, invest in yourself, invest in your people. That came out of a study by Burson called High Impact Leadership Development. So let me look at another statistic here that I think is really interesting. And this comes from an organization called Roche Martin. Emotional intelligence training has been proven to lead to improved EQ scores. That makes sense, right? If you train in emotional intelligence, and I know this, I've been doing this with many different people and organizations over years and years, it's definitely going to lead to higher EQ scores. But listen to what happens next. Higher EQ skills correlate with positive impacts, such as increased sales, 37 to 88% increase in sales, improved engagement by 6% or more, better leadership scores by 16% or more, and major reductions in turnover costs. There's a lot of ROI in that one statement. And I'll read you one more, and this is from Daniel Goleman, who is one of the founders and really pioneers in many ways of bringing emotional intelligence into life and into the workplace. Goleman's research shows that emotional intelligence is responsible for nearly 90% of the difference between high-performing leaders and average leaders. Do you want average leaders? Do you want average salespeople? Do you want average employees? Or do you want ones that are high-performing? Now we know where that comes from. Notice that the common factor here is emotional intelligence. Why? Because emotional intelligence is the foundation for leadership skills, sales skills, and human skills, or what some people call soft skills. But emotional intelligence itself is not enough. At EQ Fit, which is my organization, we have researched transformational learning and development for more than a decade. And when I talk about research, I'm talking about going very deep into research studies and surveys, and then bringing all of that together and understanding really what happens that makes for truly transformational learning and development. And what we have found is that there is a synergistic combination of elements that are needed for a truly transformational experience. The outcomes of this should be the development of lifetime growth and skill development. So this is not just short-term benefit. If it's truly a transformational learning and development experience, it should give you skills you can build on for the rest of your life. Now, for us, everything starts with assessments, and I would hope it would for truly transformational learning experiences, because a truly transformational development process begins with clarity. The clarity comes from what we call actionable data. Without a clear understanding of current strengths, challenges, and growth opportunities, even the best training or coaching risks being misdirected. Good data for better decisions. That's what's important here. Validated assessments provide the reliable foundation that's needed to design and deliver meaningful transformation. The most effective tools don't just measure surface-level traits, they deliver multidimensional insights that reveal underlying drivers of behavior, thinking patterns, emotional intelligence, and skill readiness. That's where we have to get below the waterline and see what the rest of the iceberg looks like. And we do that through our multidimensional assessments. When these assessments are specifically selected for the individual and the context, they offer three very powerful advantages: deep insight, understanding the why behind current performance, not just the what. Number two, actionable data, clear, measurable findings that inform strategic development decisions. And number three, a very clear path forward, a customized growth plan tied directly to the individual's role, their goals, and their environment. This type of information is really a starting point that ensures that every development effort is targeted, relevant, and aligned with desired outcomes, turning potential into measurable progress and ultimately the transformation that we're looking for. Now, I want to get into the four critical elements of a truly transformational development experience. Lasting transformation, whether it's personal or professional, doesn't come from a single training session or a one-off event. It just doesn't work that way. It comes from intentionally building new ways of thinking, feeling, and acting that are sustainable over time. Through decades of coaching, consulting, and facilitating growth in leaders, sales professionals, and high performers, I have found that there are four core elements consistently driving the deepest and most lasting transformation. Here are those four elements. Number one, habit identification and transformation. Number two, emotional intelligence. Number three, rational thinking, or what I call higher thinking skills. And number four, specific skill development. So when I said earlier, emotional intelligence itself is not enough, this is what I mean. You have to have these other elements to have a truly transformational learning and growth and skill development experience. When these four elements are integrated into a development process or a development plan, they create a synergy that accelerates growth far beyond what any one of them could achieve alone. So let's start with habit transformation. Why is that so important? What is it? Habit transformation is the process of identifying, reshaping, and embedding new patterns of thought and behavior that align with your desired outcomes. Habits are the automated responses, both productive and counterproductive, that run much of our daily life. Think of habits as your autopilot. Transformational growth begins when we replace ineffective habits with ones that drive our goals forward. Research shows that up to 95% of what we do daily is habitual, meaning that without changing those habits, even the best training will fade away. Habits create the environment in which growth either thrives or it withers. How it accelerates transformational growth. I think this is an important focus here. When new habits are intentionally formed around focus, follow-through, and growth, they turn learning into consistent action. And really, isn't that where we're trying to get to? Where our actions are consistent and intentional. Instead of trying to remember what you learned, your new default mode becomes the improved behavior itself, Creating lasting change without relying solely on willpower alone will not get you there. You've got to have good habits. Now, the next major area is emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand and manage your own emotions while effectively recognizing and responding to the emotions of other people. It includes self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Why is this important? Why is this element part of the four that are so important for a transformational experience? Emotional intelligence is the foundation of effective leadership, of teamwork, of high-performing salespeople, and of communication. Studies by Daniel Goleman and others show that EQ, emotional quotient, the measure of emotional intelligence, accounts for nearly 90% of the difference between high-performing leaders and average leaders. Without strong emotional intelligence, even the most technically skilled person is going to struggle to influence, to inspire, and to connect with others. Now, here's how emotional intelligence accelerates a transformational growth process. EQ helps you align your emotional state with your goals. It helps to regulate reactions under pressure and build trust in relationships. It also increases your adaptability, which is critical for thriving in today's changing environments. When combined with habit transformation, emotional intelligence ensures that the habits you're building are emotionally intelligent and relationship strengthening. Now, the next one is interesting because I talk about rational thinking. I don't talk a lot about rational thinking skills, but they're embedded in everything that I do. And when I'm coaching, when I'm consulting, I always keep those higher level thinking skills in mind. The gateway to access and build those higher thinking skills is your emotional intelligence. Because if your emotions are keeping you stuck in non-productive cycles, and you're just living in an emotional environment that is difficult and challenging, you're not going to be able to grow your rational thinking skills, and you're not going to be able to access them under pressure or stress. So rational thinking is very important, and finding the right balance between rational intelligence, rational thinking, and emotional intelligence is absolutely critical to making your best decisions and getting your best possible outcomes. Rational thinking refers to advanced cognitive skills that enable us to analyze, to adapt, and to make effective decisions in complex situations. This includes strategic thinking, seeing the bigger picture and long-term implications, abstract thinking, recognizing patterns and underlying principles, adaptive thinking, adjusting to change with agility, problem solving, finding effective, sustainable solutions, and decision-making, weighing options and acting with clarity and with confidence. Those are just a few of our higher level rational thinking skills. Why are they important? In a world of rapid change and information overload, the ability to rise above reactive thinking is absolutely essential. Higher thinking skills allow us to navigate complexity, to anticipate challenges, and innovate effectively. How does this accelerate a transformational growth process? When you pair rational thinking with emotional intelligence, you gain the ability to make better decisions that are both logically sound and emotionally intelligent. This results in better strategies, improved outcomes, and reduced stress when facing uncertainty. Now, the fourth area of a truly transformational experience in developing and learning new skills is specific skill development. I think it's very important. especially with the rapid evolution of technology today. We've got to be constantly building new skills so that we can leverage the tools that are out there so that we can become better at what we do and reach that mastery level of skills. Specific skill development means targeting the competencies that are directly tied to your role, your goals, and your context. For a leader, this might include delegation, vision casting, and conflict resolution. For a sales professional, it could mean prospecting, consultative selling, and closing skills. For a team member, it might be project management, communication, or technical expertise. It's important because development is helpful in a general sense, but transformational development happens when you learn the precise skills that you need to excel in your specific environment. You notice I'm using a lot of terms here that are terms that speak to being unique. All of our situations are unique. As much as things are advancing technologically, it's actually creating the need for more and more human skills, emotional intelligence, and all of the things that we're talking about today, specific skill development, depending on your situation, the environment you work in, the tools available to you. This keeps your growth directly relevant and immediately applicable. How does this accelerate transformational growth? Targeted skill development creates visible, measurable improvement in performance. It also boosts confidence because participants can see tangible results. There has to be real-world impact, and that's what we're getting at here. Combined with habit transformation, emotional intelligence, and rational thinking, these skills are reinforced, they're practiced, and they're applied in that real-world environment that I just talked about, which turns learning into sustainable performance gains. Now let's get to where the real power of this happens, and that is the power of integration. While each of these four elements is valuable on its own, the real power comes from integrating them. Habit transformation makes new ways of thinking and acting sustainable. Emotional intelligence ensures those habits and actions align with people and purpose. Rational thinking guides sound strategic decision-making. Specific skill development equips you to excel in your unique role and your context. So when we think about bringing all that together, when those are combined, they create a development experience that is not just informative, but transformational, producing long-term change, measurable ROI, and greater fulfillment. Now, I want to give you something very practical that you can use as a measuring stick, so to speak, for any kind of developmental process or program that you may be thinking about getting into. How do you measure the quality of the experience? Not all developmental processes or procedures or programs are created equal. The difference between a good program and a truly transformational one lies in both design and in delivery. To evaluate the quality of a program, before you invest your time and your resources, look for these three critical indicators. Number one, participant outcomes, not just testimonials. Testimonials tell you if participants enjoyed the program. Outcomes tell you if it actually worked. Ask for tangible examples of measurable achievements both during and after the program. Number two, depth of facilitation. The quality of the facilitator shapes the depth of learning. Investigate their background, their approach, and proven ability to handle diverse challenges. Great facilitators don't just teach, they adapt in real time to meet the needs of the group. And that is definitely the way we approach it at EQ Fit, because you have to be adaptable in today's world. There is no cookie cutter approach that's truly going to be transformational. And number three, integration into real life. The most valuable programs bridge the gap between learning and doing. They ensure that insights and skills are immediately applied to real-world contexts, creating lasting behavioral change. And that's what we want to see. Does it apply to your real-world situation? And does it create lasting change? That's what we mean by transformation. Now, I do want to share about our approach to this kind of transformational experience. Everything I've talked about today is embedded into and infused into what we do. And I have come up with a way to take 12 months of transformational experience and condense that down into a 12-week process that fits into busy schedules. Our EQ Fit Masterminds bring together the very best in program design, in the science of learning, in adult learning principles, and applied neuroscience. They begin with multidimensional, science-backed assessments that provide deep insight, actionable data, and a very clear path forward, customized for the individual. This has been built on decades of experience, enriched by neuroscience insights, and grounded in the latest research on transformational development. EQ Fit Mastermind seamlessly integrate all four of these critical elements: habit transformation, emotional intelligence, rational thinking, and specific skill development. And it combines all of that into a single high-impact journey. This 12-week experience is designed to fit into busy schedules while delivering a clear purpose and measurable outcomes, like-minded peers to support and provide accountability and collaborative learning, skilled facilitation that drives real-world application, and proven tools and practices for lasting transformation. The result? This is far more than training. This is development that transforms lives and careers. Now, whether you decide to check out our EQ Fit Masterminds or you decide to go a different direction, I hope what I've shared with you today is helpful. Look for those things that we've talked about today. When you look at investing yourself and your resources into a developmental process, make sure that you can see the transformational aspects that are in that program before you make that investment. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at EQFit.